May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Being given a gift is the oldest story there is. And the ritual has always been the same. In the stillness, a message is spoken. Awe and wonder are the first response. Then the gift is named, and then cherished forever. It was like that in the beginning. Into a barren expanse, God announced to nothing that everything was coming. Then came awe, as God herself saw that it was good. Then all things were given a name. And everything that was became God's favored one. Imagine that. And it was like that in our beginning, when we heard for the first time that we were God's chosen people. For into Abraham and Sarah's barrenness, God told them they were going to be more numerous than the sands. How did they react? Awe and wonder, naturally. Sarah says, "How can this be?" But since she is so deeply human, she says it with the disbelief and apprehension that only laughter can express. And that's how Isaac gets his name. For Isaac means laughter, don't you know? And in the echoes of Sarah's laughter, of joy and hope and doubt commingled, God puts all of their misgivings to rest and makes them a promise that though the future seems uncertain, everything is going to be okay because God is with them. If you have kids, you know this story so well. The moment of discovery, when the message comes, when we see that blue line change to a cross on the pregnancy test and it hits us, we're having a baby. Then comes our shock and surprise. How can this be? Even though we know how it happened. Then comes our fear and apprehension. Are we ready? Can we do this? What if we screw the kid up? Then there are the assurances that we give one another. We're going to be okay because we have each other and God is with us. And then the gift is named and cherished forever. What we celebrate today is what it was like when God himself was the gift, when God chose to become us. To complete the circle of giftedness, God began in creation. This story that we hear today, the gift announced, is always the last breath of Advent. Because it is the first breath of the incarnation. Last year, it was God announcing it to Joseph in a dream. Next year, Mary and Elizabeth will share the news together, and Mary will burst forth into song. This year, we have the Annunciation itself. God sends Gabriel to Mary. But the story is always the same. A message is whispered into our lives that a gift is coming that will change everything forever. And what it changes the most is us. But before we can truly receive the gift, before we can accept it, name it, and nurture it, we have to make the same journey that Mary made. It's a journey that begins in inertia, but ends in resolve. It's a journey that moves us from fear to trust, from apprehension to assurance, from what we see as impossible for ourselves to the endless possibilities that come when we let God in. It's a journey that moves Mary from saying, "How can this be?" to saying, "Let it be." And it begins where God's gifts always begin, with words that tell us how much we are cherished and how we will never be abandoned. Gabriel says, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But we always need convincing, don't we? We never quite believe it. And so Mary is perplexed and ponders what sort of greeting this might be. And into our uncertainty and disbelief, the message is clear. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Then comes the gift. And as if her mind wasn't already blown, this time, the giver is the gift. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Unlike the toys and trinkets we volley at one another during the course of our lives, this is one of those gifts that demands something of us. Everything, in fact. And what's more, this gift isn't going to just change Mary. It's going to change everything forever. So naturally, Mary responds, "How can this be?" This response is more than Mary trying to work out how her son is going to change the world and reestablish the reign of God's chosen people. And this is much more than the visceral reaction of a scared teenager being told she's going to be the mother of God. This response is existential. It is how we all greet the news that we are called to become more than we thought we could be. Don't you see? How can this be is just another way of saying, how can I be this person you are calling me to be? And this response speaks to the depth of our uncertainty as well, as we see the magnitude of what we are called to. How can this be is just another way of doubting ourselves, of saying, how can I do this? What if I fail and fall short? So God answers the way she always does, just like she did with Abraham and Sarah, just like she did with David in the Psalm, with a promise. What else? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of God will be with you. And as if that wasn't enough, your cousin who was barren is also receiving a gift. Why? Because nothing is impossible with God. It's a miracle, you see. And what is a miracle? Exchanging nothing for the possibility of everything. And like all miracles, what is most important is not how they change the laws of nature, it's how they change us. What is important here is that Mary is changed. What is miraculous here is that Mary says yes. What changed everything is that Mary made the journey from fear to trust, from apprehension to assurance, from what was impossible to the endless possibilities that came when she let God in, when she made the journey in her heart from how can this be to let it be. What do you think that movement looks like in our lives and in our world? How is God speaking that message to us as we await this Christmas? Well, since God is constantly bringing giftedness to our lives, since those gifts always come with a call to be more than we can ask or imagine, how do we overcome our fear and doubt? How do we move from how can this be to let it be, remaining confident that nothing will be impossible with God? Amen.